Well, medicine has just made such advances, you prove that by your lifespan. Your lifespan's gone up so doggone much more now, so. Well, in the last 50 years, your lifespan, I guess, has increased at least 10 or 12 years.
Yes.
You know, olden times, folks just died. And they didn't know what was wrong with them. Now, they think they know whenever you die. The only thing to me that looks bad to me, it looks to me like we got more cancer nowadays than we ever had before. You just have more cancer around the little cancer. That little town down there, yeah, like maybe 25 people died in the last 2-3 years with cancer. And about to die now with cancer, 2 or 3 of them down there. They ain't got a chance in the world last another 2 or 3 months.
Like that doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one of my best friends. Me and him, he used to stay with me when I was a kid, and I stayed with him when I was a kid. We hunted together all the time, we finished high school together. Now he's just hanging on. He ain't got a chance.
When the X people died, was there what sort of things went on? Do you remember? They used to take little kids in to see the people, didn't they? How old were you when you first saw your first dead person?
I don't remember. We know they're going to get them in the dead food. And,
You didn't? I mean, I thought they had, it was a bit more of an elaborate affair.
They used to have what they call wakes and sit around and everybody laugh and get drunk together. Well, so to say, but I never didn't go to one of them kind of. One thing I hate is one of my friends died, I have to go to the house. I don't do it well. My wife makes me once in a while, but I don't do it well. I had a sister die when I was about 11 years old, and I know I didn't see her after she died. She was 2 years older than me, and I didn't see her when she died.
If the person was important, a lot of people would turn up.
I don't know, not too many. They didn't have too big a funerals in the olden days, because you had to go to them in wagons and buggies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They just didn't do that much traveling. You got bigger funerals now than you had back in those days, by far.
Would the woman dress in black for a long time? She'd stay in.
Well, I've seen some of them do that, some of them didn't. My grandmother lived about 10 years after my grandfather, and I don't think she owned the black dress. Mama lived about 15 years after Billy died, and she didn't really wear black. I know a bunch of
people. Well, I heard it.
Ms. Houston passed the time you talked to yesterday. I thought she didn't wear no black gloves. And he's been dead, I guess, 20, 25 years.
The woman whose husband died was a widow, right?
That's right.
But did they have a name for if her husband just left her?
Yeah, she's just a great, I think they call him. Divorcee, that's all they call me.
Yeah, or grassman, like you're
going to. I thought they grass, what about? I don't know whether that's a grass. I'm not. But they, you got, back in the old days, you didn't have much divorcee. It's now you got that damn little town now, that's full divorcee.
Yeah.
And what else too? Men don't die down in that fast. I mean, the women don't die fast. Men die all the time. I think they're working with them.
What did you bury
them in? I remember when they did nothing to make a wood box, a style cypher tool from there. But the colored people used to always be just, they'd build a coffin right here on the place there. And the white folks, but I know the white people I saw.
Did you ever see the ones that were wide at the shoulders?
Yeah, the boxes? Oh, yeah. That's what they were made of.
Well,